Trump signals support for primary challenges after Indiana GOP rejects redistricting bill. By Jasmine Jordan on December 12, 2025. 21 Indiana Republican state senators joined Democrats this week in voting down a redistricting bill backed by President Donald Trump, leading the White House and political allies to indicate they intend to back primary efforts targeting those lawmakers. On December 11, 2025, the Indiana State Senate voted 31-19 against a congressional redistricting bill backed by President Trump in the White House, delivering a significant blow to GOP efforts to reinforce their narrow U.S. House majority. Notably, 21 Republican senators broke ranks to oppose the measure, defying a months-long push from Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and a network of conservative advocacy organizations. The bill, passed days earlier by the Indiana House of Representatives, was designed to shift the state's current 7-2 GOP congressional advantage to a 9-0 sweep by redrawing two Democratic-leaning districts. Indiana Governor Mike Braun had called a special session in November to advance the effort, stating it would protect Hoosiers from efforts in other states that seek to diminish their voice in Washington, following the example of similar redistricting efforts in GOP-led states Texas and Missouri. The Indiana Senate vote, however, reflected firm resistance among several long-serving Republicans, many of whom pointed to concerns about the involvement of national figures and outside entities. State Senator Vannetta Becker, who has served in public office for four decades, was among those who voted no, stating that Hoosiers are not used to Washington trying to tell us what to do, a sentiment reflected by other members of the chamber. According to the Washington Post, Trump's efforts included direct phone calls to legislators, Truth Social posts, hosting Indiana officials at the White House, and sending Vice President Vance to Indianapolis on two occasions. Heritage Action, Turning Point Action, and other advocacy groups aligned with Trump joined in amplifying the push. Turning Point Action sent members of its strike force to lobby hesitant senators in the final days before the vote. On December 11, Heritage Action stated on X that President Trump has made it clear to Indiana leaders, if the Indiana Senate fails to pass the MAP, all federal funding will be stripped from the state. Roads will not be paved. Guard bases will close. Major projects will stop. These are the stakes and every no vote will be to blame. Former Heritage Action President Tim Chapman called this message unconstitutional and coercive. On Truth Social, President Trump warned that anybody that votes against redistricting will be met with a MAGA primary in the spring and accused Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray of working to block the bill. Trump advisor and CEO of X Strategies, Alex Brusewitz, described Republicans opposing the plan as gutless, self-serving traitors and pledged that the entire MAGA movement will be mobilizing to Indiana to primary them. Politico also reported that Indiana Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith confirmed conversations with White House officials in which specific federal projects, including a potential USDA hub, were discussed as being at risk. Beckwith characterized those conversations as honest rather than threatening but acknowledged that future federal partnerships could be directed to other states. Mitch Daniels, former Indiana governor and vocal opponent of the redistricting plan, told Politico he received calls from senators as they worked through their decisions. "I'm just very proud of the gumption that a lot of our folks showed," Daniels remarked. He did not make calls himself but said he took them from senators considering how to vote. Bray, who had previously indicated the chamber lacked the votes to proceed, ultimately joined 20 other Republicans in opposing the measure. In a statement issued ahead of the vote, he explained that Senate Republicans had given very serious and thoughtful consideration to the proposal but concluded that there was not enough support to move that idea forward. Republican Senator Greg Good, who also voted against the bill, explained his stance: "The forces that define this vitriolic political affairs in places outside of Indiana have been gradually and now very blatantly infiltrated the political affairs in Indiana." Good called for lawmakers to redirect our focus to what really matters to Hoosiers. In line with Trump's comments, Trump-aligned groups outlined plans to mount primary challenges in both 2026 and 2028, including Turning Point Action, which said it would coordinate with other organizations to spend over $10 million targeting Republicans who opposed the redistricting effort. As Brusewitz expressed in November, The entire MAGA movement will be mobilizing to Indiana to primary and oust every last Reno blocking these essential reforms to rescue our nation. With only a few months until filing deadlines for 2026 primary races, Trump and his allies have vowed not to let the issue rest. One GOP operative told Politico, "We're either going to get new maps, or we're going to get a new Senate." The 21 Indiana Republican state senators who voted against the redistricting bill on December 11, 2025. Eric Bassler, District 39. Vinetta Becker, District 50. Mike Bohasek, District 8. Roderick Bray, District 37. Brian Buchanan, District 7. Jim Buck, District 21. Ed Charbonneau, District 5. Brett Clark, District 24. Michael Kreider, District 28. Spencer Deary, District 23. Dan Dernalk, District 1. Blake Doriot, District 12. Sue Glick, District 13. Greg Good, District 38. Travis Holdman, District 19. Gene Lysing, District 42. Ryan Mishler, District 9. Rick Niemeyer, District 6. Linda Rogers, District 11. Greg Walker, District 41. Kyle Walker, District 31.